Well, I think all of our guys are anxious to put the pads on and get started in earnest with what we have to get done at training camp. And we'll begin to learn a lot about our football team, how far we have to go as we're preparing for our season opener against Jacksonville. It really starts in earnest when you put the pads on, because it really begins to separate certain players from others, and we're all looking forward to it. Well, it's going to be warm for sure, and we'll have to make sure we're hydrated. And, you know, we've done a good job, we think, with our trainers and coaches and our players of hydrating, and we'll be monitoring that heat for sure.
What did you find out on Nick Taylor? Did he end up having an MRI on the door?
He did, and, you know, we're going to end up having to put him on injury, waive him, and put him eventually bring him back on injury reserve. Can't remember exactly. He tore the labrum, I think it was. So it's going to require surgery, major surgery. So it's going to take him out for a while, at least I think 3 to 4 months maybe.
So you keep him unless you've been on injured reserve, or you waive him injured?
We got to waive him injured, yeah. So he'll be waived.
Was that Chris Crowell that you signed? Is that one of the guys you were working out on Saturday?
He was, yeah.
What did you see out of him?
Well, you know, we had him back in that rookie minicamp where he worked out for us there, and he did a pretty good job in that 3 days. We just didn't have enough room for him, so I wanted to bring him back and see what kind of condition he was in, and he showed well in that workout that we put him through a couple days ago.
Taylor was competing for the front duties. Is Stradley doing the same thing?
That's not really one of his strengths. He'll be working more as a corner. You know, he'll be working primarily in the secondary.
What's your plan for Josh Robinson? He looked like he's at least walking around out on the field.
Yeah.
He's
making progress, and so we'll still kind of take it day-to-day, Tim, just see where he is. But he's not quite ready to get back in the mix with the rest of the players yet, but he's making improvements.
Coach, your linebackers, first year that you've been with the team without E.J. Henderson around, you know, how do you feel like those holes are getting filled right now?
Well, I'll know a little bit more after we get a few padded practices, especially at the middle linebacker position. And the thing about EJ, you know, his leadership was such a big deal. But we'll learn more about that position after we get some padded practices under our belt.
Lesley, you guys on the offensive line were as physical as you needed to be last year, or have a new dynamic with Charlie moving over, Khalil coming in, Plusco maybe in that spot. How do you see that change?
You know, that's one of our goals, to be a physical offensive line, a dominant offensive line. It's the same way on our defensive line, but we want to be a physical group up front. And we think moving Charlie to guard really makes us better, because we're really expecting big things from Matt, although he is a rookie. But we have high hopes for him. So we think that left side of our line is really improved, because Charlie has been a guard. He's played well. But having Matt, who's a natural left tackle, versus having Charlie at left tackle should make us better. That's what we're thinking. And if we can, across the board, come together, you know, and one of the keys will be the right guard position, identifying the right guy at that spot, we think we'll have a much better offensive line. We have to have a much better offensive line. But that right guard spot is the one where we have to hone in on the right guy.
You guys had some specific things you wanted Robinson to get better at in training camp here. How much has he set himself behind, even just missing a few days or whatever it is?
Well, anytime you're a rookie and you miss time, it sets you back. I mean, but it's out of his control. An injury is an injury. You can't rush him back, especially with a hamstring and at his position. So, you just have to take it day to day, and when he's back, you know, he'll catch up. But you'd hate to see any rookie miss time in training camp.
So, do you think that the limited amount of padded practices kind of hinders your ability to coach the more physical nature that you're currently?
Well, I mean, it's something that every team in our league is dealing with, and you have to adjust and get the work in that you need to get in. And everybody's dealing with the same issue, and we all have to adjust across the league, and we will. Every team will, so we're no different.
What are you looking for specifically in the right guard position coming out of that practice?
Well, you like to have someone who can really step up and separate themselves from the pack, a guy who plays smart and plays tough like we want him to, and he's a disciplined player, but executes his assignments and really does a good job against some of the three techniques and even the nose tackles that we're going to face. But if he can be a smart guy, tough and disciplined, which is what we want to get out of our entire offensive line, and being a physical player, I mean, that'll be the guy that we're kind of looking for, assignment sound.
See, I think if each of those guys will start in one of those first two preseason games, just to see him against the number ones and the other teams.
Not necessarily. It depends on how it plays out in practice. If someone is really showing in practice, I mean, they should be the number one. I mean, he'll be the starter in that game unless, you know, they're pretty close in practice. You know, that's probably the only way you'd want to rotate him in that fashion. Otherwise, if someone is separating themselves in practice, until he shows us in a game that he can't do it, he'd be the number one. Well, you have to try to figure out ways to be creative in some of the drills that you do to try to evaluate them. But the preseason games really become more of a premium from an evaluation standpoint, and which is one of the reasons you'll play some of the young guys a little bit longer because you have to get a proper evaluation, and you can't just beat each other up in practice because you got to have bodies to practice with. So it puts a premium on when you do play games, getting guys in the games and letting them have some quality reps in those preseason games. Yeah. You know, we're going to have some moments where we're going to have some live drills where we take them to the ground. Today, for us, for instance, we're going to be live in the line, but we're not going to take the running backs to the ground. But there are going to be some periods as we move through training camp where we are going to take guys to the ground. And you just have to find that balance between giving them what they're going to see in a game and trying to prepare them for games, but yet not lose guys in practice. It's a fine line, and everybody's going to do a little bit different, but you're trying to find that balance.
You'd like to see the vets go after the young guys,
especially? I'm sure some of the vets will go after the young guys and indoctrinate them to the National Football League. I think that was your question, Jeremy, but I'm sure some of the younger players are a little bit nervous. I mean, it'll be their first time going putting pads on and lining up against some guys that they've watched on TV for a number of years. So it should be a good experience for all those rookies.
I think Booker was a little bit of a change of pace type of a back. Do you still want that? You want a guy who brings maybe a speed element, something different to that spot, or is special teams more important? It seems like that's skill or strength.
We special teams is definitely a factor when you're talking about the potential third running back on your team. But we also were looking for someone who could play in every down, first or second down, not only just third down and be a pass receiving back. So we were looking for something a little bit different in that spot going into 2012. And we think Lex you know, gives us some of that. We think Jordan gives us a little bit of that as well. So we'll see how it works out. So, all right, thank you guys.
Thanks.